know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. Hello, babe, and welcome back to the Everyday Healing Podcast. Today's episode, I'm actually going to share with you an interview that I did with Hillary on the State of Mind Hypnosis Podcast. So this is a little bit about my story, and if you would like to listen to the entire interview, please check out the full episode in the show notes. You can either watch it on State of Mind Hypnosis's YouTube, or you can check out their podcast channel. So much love to you, and I hope that you enjoy hearing a little bit of a deep dive into my journey.
Becky, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Let's get right into your story, because I've known you for a while now. I know that you've gone through quite a journey. Do you mind sharing that journey with us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so funny. As soon as you say, like, where to begin, right? It's so crazy on this journey. I feel like you can live so many lifetimes in such a short little amount of time. My story. I was a full-time hairstylist. I owned a big, busy salon. Like, not big, actually. I guess it would probably be considered small, but I had, like, the stylist, the whole thing. I thought my dream was to just own a really successful hair salon. And I was kind of just like going through the motions. I went from working for someone, then being a chair renter, to obviously the next step is owning a hair salon. And I did it. I manifested the dream, just to find out that it wasn't actually my dream. I was just ticking the boxes in the order that I thought that they were supposed to go. I became, I guess, like, internally just, like, really angry. I was bitter. I was angry. I was wildly burnt out. And looking back now, it's so clear to me that, like, if anyone ever needed anything from me, I was always, like, angry about it. I was, like, reactive because I was so burnt out. I had nothing left to give, and I thought that I was giving it my all. So COVID hit. And we had the first closure, and that was obviously like a wild journey of navigating, like, not being able to go to work. But, like, you know, we all kind of moved through that on a global scale. And then we came back, and I kind of just had this moment where I was like, if there's another closure, like, I don't know if this is where I'm meant to be. I don't know if I'm gonna open back up. Like, maybe it's time to shut this down and reevaluate. And I had, like, the conversations with my husband, and I was very fortunate to have a really supportive partner in this. And another closure happened, and I was like, I'm shutting it down. I'm shutting down my business. We're going to renovate, move it home. And in that period, though, I had gotten my second level of Reiki training. So I got my first level. It was, like, new, and it shifted things a lot for me. I don't think I actually give it enough credit, like, give that experience enough credit, because things really started to shift for me then. But when I got that level 2 attunement and training, things really, like, it felt like everything blew up. But because the dreams that I had built up didn't align for me at all. So that was kind of when things really started to shift, and when I shut things down. And after I was able to actually, like, remove myself from that environment and really say, like, what is it that I want? Like, what is my path? What do I actually want to create next? This idea kind of just, like, dropped in, and it was like, hair and healing. You're doing hair and healing. And I was like, what does that even mean? What does that even look like? Like, this was the beginning of 2021, like, wellness and healing modalities were still considered, like, woo-woo or weird, or even to some people, like, a little taboo, right? And even back then, I wasn't even really open about my Reiki practice or anything, or, like, getting my trainings and attunements, because it was still, I had this, like, silent little fear of, like, I don't want to be considered, like, the Reiki lady, because back then, people still thought it was weird. But I was like, okay, whatever, like, clearly, this is what I meant to do. I'm just going to trust. I'm just going to figure it out as I go. And it was this wild challenge of trying to navigate this new type of business where I didn't have anyone that I could, like, follow. that I could look up to, that I could say, well, how is this person doing it? I just had to figure it out, and I really, really, really had to just learn how to trust in that process. And that was when I really started just trusting my own intuition, feeling it out, seeing what intuitively came in, and slowly putting it out there, having the conversations with people. And honestly, I was still terrified. I still had, I had confidence issues with it. I was scared, and I didn't even just fully put it out there. I was like, I'm just gonna dabble with it. So I still was doing full-time hair, and then I was like, maybe I'll just kind of quietly offer it an in between. And honestly, I don't even know, it wasn't very many months before I just burnt myself out again. I was like, okay, cool. So I had this beautiful new idea drop in. I know what my path is, but I'm still gonna try and keep a foot in the old one, right? I'm just gonna try and hold on to that old identity because it's scary to let go of. And I also realized how much worth I had, and how much of my value I placed on being busy, and how many clients I saw, and just being liked by people, not ruffling any feathers. So I finally shifted into full on hair and healing, and it was beautiful, but I still overdid it with my schedule.
We
And
do
I
that, don't we?
still, right? And I still overwhelmed myself out with it because I went all in on the new concept and the idea. However, I realized that there were these deeply ingrained beliefs and just still validation and ego things going on from being in the beauty industry for as long as I was, that I had a really hard time stepping out of. I was working through them, but at the time, I was an all in. I was an all in girl. I had to be, I was all or nothing. So I fully left the beauty industry. I was like, you know what? I'm out. My body started shutting down. And for me, I know once the things start to integrate for me on a physical level, when I start shutting down physically, I'm like, okay, I don't want to end up in the hospital with this. I need to full stop. And I truly believed that I left the beauty industry forever when I did that. I sold most of my stuff. I sold my chairs. I sold all so many tools, fully left, shifted things, and I went on this full journey inward. So I had been over hustling for so many years. I was living in the masculine. I was like, I need to shift things and really rebalance my feminine. And I went all in on the feminine. So I went from hard right to hard left. And I was like, this is how we're going to do it. And I slowed right down. I was just doing energy work in circles. And I don't even know how many months it was, but my husband and I were on vacation. I woke up our first morning. I think we were in Costa Rica. And I was like, I'm doing hair again. And he was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, no, I really think I'm doing hair again. And it was this really bizarre thing where it shifted me back into still stirring up some of the layers and remnants of the beliefs that I thought that I had worked through of okay, all of the questioning of what are people gonna think? What are people gonna say? And but it was this beautiful way for me of I was able to let go and shed those old identities by leaving that industry. And I was able to start over with that concept, with my Fuse Beauty concept of the hair and healing together from that new version of me. And I was able to do it brand new. I was able to start my schedule over. I was able to help, I love to schedule my work schedule and my personal schedule around my menstrual cycle. So I was actually able to have a full reset of, I can actually do this how I want to do it, how it works for me, not how it works for everyone else, not how society says I'm supposed to do it. And I can just start over. And it literally felt like I was brand new. I was starting a clientele from scratch, not actually, obviously, people were like, yes, I'm so excited. But I got to do it how it actually was always meant to be without just all of the old stuff kind of hanging in the way.
So what are you doing? What are you doing now? What does your business look like? What are you I saw you're doing a show of sorts. Is that still in the making?
Yes, it is. So right now my business is, oh my gosh, it's so funny. Whenever people are like, so what's your schedule like? What's your business like? There's still like this little of like, no, I am proud of where it is now, and my validation does not is not based on how many days of work week I work, how many people I see. I see clients 3 days a week now. And that for me is like perfect. And some weeks in my cycle, even I'm like, oh my God, this feels like so much. But it's the perfect balance for me if I get to see people in person 3 days a week. And I've always, I don't even, since I was in my early 20s, I've been like a 4 days a week work week kind of girl. Human design, I'm a projector. I work in like little spurts.
Me
I've
too.
always been a 4 days a week girl. So that gives me time to do other creative projects because in there I learned that I still had a love for writing and I wrote and created four books and my podcast. And then this opportunity was presented to do a TV show. So that's with Ethereal Network TV. And they're in a full shift and like reboot right now. So they like started, went full stop, needed to kind of start from scratch again. And I'm like, at first, I was like, oh, I don't know if this is for me. And I'm like, I get it. I get that sometimes things shift and change. The people that are involved change and they need to restart. So I'm working with a network, which is like a spiritual network, and their mission is to raise the frequency of the planet through uplifting media, which is so beautiful and so aligning for me. And yeah, like they're all just like private creators, and it's literally just like having conversations like this with real people, but that people will be able to watch on TV, which is super cool.
When you went through that sort of, I get it because I was there too years ago, that shutting down and then rebooting. I know that you had some, just because I know you, friends with you, I know that you had some issues in the body. Did you ever find that that was linked, that sort of represented something? Do you know what I'm getting at? Like spiritually represented your shoulders, spiritually represented something that was going on for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Mine, so like my breaking point was my hands. I wasn't able to like hold on to things. And like looking back, I was grasping on to old versions of me and old identities and old ways of being so tight that like I physically actually couldn't hold on to things anymore. So like you saying that, I was just like the oh yeah, absolutely it was. And yes, like my shoulders were always something that I actually haven't told very many people is that before I opened my first salon, I had a conversation, I had shoulder problems. I had the conversation with my nurse practitioner and she's like, Becky, I don't want to be the one to say this to you, but you need to choose a new career. And I was like, nice try, lady. I'm about to open a salon. I just signed a lease. That's not happening. And I just shut it all out. Like I did some physio appointments and I was like, no, I'll figure it out. And it's funny because I'm like, that was already kind of like showing in my body back then. And it was that like I tried to carry this weight. Like I thought that I could fix the industry by opening a hair salon. Like that was what I tried to take on. I was like, I'm gonna open this space that feels like a safe space for people to come to work, for people to come and get their hair done. That's going to, even if it's just like 1 hour of their 6 month period, that they feel safe to just like be themselves and just to be seen and heard and feel like they're listened to and loved and all the things. I took all of this on and I didn't realize it at the time that like I was putting all of this weight on my shoulders. And that was what I was trying to carry. And that was the expectation I had for myself, for my employees, for everything, like unfair expectations across the board. But yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I know we do it to ourselves, right? We do it. Oh my gosh. And it's normal. It is absolutely normal that people do this to themselves. I see it every day. I imagine you see it every day with clients. And it's just about holding that space for them to move through that. And I know that you do. You did that for me when I was seeing you, right? Yeah, so tell me about what is your favorite, if you have a favorite, when people come to get their hair done? I know that you offer little mini sessions along with that. I just love it. What's your favorite thing to do in those sessions?
Oh my gosh, honestly, like I'm gonna say almost the same thing that I say with when people ask me what my favorite hair service is. Depends on the day. Depends on the day. It depends on where I'm at in my cycle. It depends on the person and what they need. And one of my favorite things is that it always looks different. So depending on where that person is, like what they're going through in their life or where their nervous system is when they come in, I like to say that sometimes it seems like it almost feels backwards to say it, but like if people are feeling really good when they show up, usually we're able to like deep dive into the deeper stuff. Like we're able to go back, do some like generational healing. We're able to like tap in and release like generational limiting beliefs because they have the capacity to do it, because they're feeling good and it's not going to spiral them down into anything. If someone comes in and they're like in it, like they've had a week, a month, it feels like things are just like happening, like they're in this like snowball of chaos. Reiki is where we go. We just need to focus on calming their nervous system. I recently introduced like bioenergetic frequency, like if you heard of like the Healy device. And I was like nervous about it, like I was on the edge for a while, and I introduced that this week. And we've been doing that. So, like, while we're either preparing for hair stuff or like while I'm putting foils in or whatever, we're able to like calm their nervous system first with the frequency. Like, I just like clip it on the cape. And then when we move into other things, we're able to hit such a deeper level because they're already ready. Like, their nervous system has already chilled out and calmed down. They're able to like actually ground and recenter into their body. And then they're just ready. And every single one of them has been like, I don't know what this little thing is doing, but like this hits differently, which has been really cool because it's neat to be able to bring different modalities together in the same kind of session. And yeah, it really depends on what the person needs that day.
When we're sort of shut down, it's like there's a wall up around us and it's hard to permeate that wall, right? So it's so lovely to have those bioenergetics.
If you're interested in listening to the rest of this interview, make sure you click the link in the show notes. And so much love to you, babe. I will see you on the next episode.